In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tug Entertainment or its partners.
Join us now for a value-packed hour with the tools and support you need to succeed. It's the Women's Business Success Show on the Rockstar Radio Network. And now, here's your host, the founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, and thank you so much for investing your time with us today. Yes, I'm Tara McHugh, founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, and I'm coming to you live from sunny Southern California. Fire season has begun. We had a couple small fires in our community yesterday. And when we moved here, it's so funny, 9 years ago, I remember watching the news. There was a fire. I was watching the news, and these people, the reporter would, you know, be talking to these people, and they would say, yeah, the fireman just told me I had to get out. I had 5 minutes. I didn't even know. And I used to get outraged, and I would be like, how do these people not know there's a fire? Like, give me a break. I'm glued to the TV. Now, 9 years later, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a fire. Oh, I'm busy. I don't care. It's the strangest thing. But, yeah, fire season has begun, and people ask me all the time, how do you deal with that? You know what? You just do. We all have things on all different sides of the country. I'm just grateful we have sunny weather all the time, and I love it. So I hope it is a beautiful day wherever you are. And each week, we are here live Thursdays, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, bringing you experts in personal and business development, sharing strategies that you can implement right away to help you build a successful business and live an awesome life. So we really encourage you to block out time each Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, to be in front of your computer or somewhere where you can listen to this show, where you can take some notes, because we really want to give you the tools that you need to succeed. So, and that's what we're actually talking about today. I'm so excited. We have my friend, my dear friend, Marianne Amon of Warriors to Warriors. And today we're going to talk about how to gain the confidence, courage, and commitment you need to succeed. She is an amazing woman, and I'm super excited to share her with you. And before we get to Marianne, I want to give you the quote of the week. So we have a Norman Vincent Peale quote. When you affirm big, believe big, and pray big, big things happen. And this actually selected this quote earlier in the week, and for a couple reasons. I noticed that many entrepreneurs are playing small in their business. And Marianne and I are really, really great friends, and we share a mission to help women entrepreneurs find their brilliance to shine. We were talking about that earlier this week. And I'm really super excited to bring her here with you, because I really believe that, you know, she shares specific strategies that are going to help you achieve great success. And sometimes we play small, and we really want to help you play big. And that's what this quote really is about this week, is when you affirm big, believe big, pray big, big things happen. And so this week I actually had something huge, big, that I was praying for. And I had so many wonderful people on my Facebook friend list that were helping me make this happen. And I can't announce it just yet, but no, I will as soon as all the details are final. But it has to do with our business success boot camp. So I just want to throw it out there, save the date for August 24th, 2012. It is going to be amazing. And I'm super thrilled. Super is my new word. It used to be fabulous. Now it's super. So, so it is going to be super fabulous. And so you'll want to just, like, right now pencil that date in, because it is going to be amazing. I mean, I'm thrilled. This has been years in the making to have, okay, so, someone, hint, hint, it's about the featured speaker, but I'm just so excited to have this person joining us. I just have to make sure all the details are set. So I will be giving you those details as I can share them. All right. So let's get to, now, for those of you that are listening live, you are probably on our Women's Business Success Show page at businesssuccessshow.com. What I'd like you to do right now is scroll down on that page to the Connect with We column and click on the Friend We on Facebook button that the beautiful Miss Carrie Martin designed. And so that's going to take you to our Facebook fan page. And I want you to post there. Let us know you're listening live. And during the show, during the breaks and I'll be checking the page and making sure that I mention you during the show. We want to thank you for listening live. We also have, we like to reward our live listeners. And actually, you know what? I'm going to save the book for later. We give away a book from one of our author friends when you join our mobile VIP club. But I want our guest to tell you about the book because it's her book. So, but just know you can start joining now to win a copy of the book by texting in. So you could text the word success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, to the number 69302 to be entered into our mobile VIP club. Remember, if you are already a member of the club, you can still text in again today in order to win the book. So text in success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, to the number 69302, and you will win a copy of a fabulous book that you will hear more about later in the show. All right, so we have our sponsors that I want to quickly thank, because without their support, we would not be here. We have the Coaches Training Institute, CTI, thecoaches.com, Josh Rivas, getjosh.com. We also have Brilliant Mobile. They bring us, Mary brings us our mobile VIP club. We also have Nancy McFarland of the Association of Personal Photo Organizers. And we have wealth mentor Linda P. Jones. Oh, I want to mention something really quickly. Last show we had on Linda, she was amazing. She shared so much valuable information about becoming wealthy. And I just want to remind you that her Be Wealthy and Smart Intensive is coming up on June 28th through 30th in San Diego. I will be there. I've already registered. You can register at lindapjones.com. And here's the awesome part. She has an early bird rate available until Friday, until tomorrow, which is May 11th. And it is $497. And she's extended for our Wii listeners. You can bring your spouse for free, which is truly exciting because you both want to be on the same page. And we talked about that a couple weeks ago with Shannon Watt about business and marriage and all, you know, money and marriage. So it's really important. And I really encourage you to come to this event. It's going to be amazing. For $497, it's a steal. So I hope you will join me there. LindaPJones.com. You can actually see her beautiful face on our show page. Click on that for more information. Really quickly, also, I want to announce one of my friends, Adriana Rio, the founder of Rio Backpack Company, is having an event to honor Marcelia. She is a young lady who's been in foster care since she was 8 years old. And this event it's a luncheon, Saturday, May 19th, from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Hilton Hotel in Woodland Hills. It's only $37. If you are not in the Los Angeles area and you want to support this amazing organization, buy a ticket for $37. You can help support the Rio Backpack Company. So it's therioBackpack.com. It's thereobackpack.com. I'll actually post it on the fan page as well, just so you have that information in a direct link. But Adriana Rio, awesome woman doing amazing things, and I really want to support her, so I hope you will check her out. Okay. Oh, we have some text messages coming in. I love that. And with my new mic, you can't even hear it. It's very quiet. I love it. All right. Let's get back onto the agenda. All right. We have our guest today. I'm so excited. Marianne Amon. She has a mission and a passion to empower people to discover, step into, and fully experience the fabulous, more than enough life for which they were created, whether in business, ministry, or personal relationships. Marianne Amon, she's been a lawyer, a financial advisor, a teacher, a business owner, and now she's focusing on being a business coach, spiritual mentor, and mindset specialist. And this is my favorite, and a dream activator. Her keen insight, attentive ear, oh my gosh, she's such a great listener and can just, oh, she's so amazing. And ability to know just the right questions to ask at just the right time produces results fast. Marianne's here today to share powerful, mind-renewing, and supernatural strategies that will provide you with tangible and practical results. And she believes that people can have what they want. And we talk about this all the time. It's really sad how many people do not believe that they can have what they want. But Marianne believes it for you until you can believe it for yourself. And she's going to show you how you can get it. So welcome, Marianne. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Tara. I am so excited to be on your show. You are just so brilliant, and I love you so much.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too. And I'm really, really thrilled to share you. with our audience because they need to know you. I'm just like, I can't keep you all to myself anymore. I have to share you. So let's start with this before we go to break. I think we have a break in a few minutes. What does success mean to you, Marianne Amon?
Well, that's a really good question because there's a lot of ways that you can talk about this. But I think success means to me that when we are fully ourselves and we're engaged in activities for which we are fully committed and passionate about, we're making a difference in the world and a profit, I think we feel fully alive. And to me, that's success.
I love that.
Actually,
that sounds great. I love that. Yeah, and I think a lot of people are living success through other people's eyes. They say, oh, look it, they're doing that. I need to do that. I had a conversation with someone else earlier this week. They were like, well, I should be doing that, and I should be doing that. I think that's probably a clue when you're saying, oh, I should, that it's not really your dream. You're living someone else's dream. What do you think?
Excellent point. I think the word should be taken out of our dictionary.
We shouldn't should all over ourselves.
Exactly. But I think women more than any, more than men actually do a lot of the shoulds. And we should on ourselves and we should on each other. And I think there's nothing like should to keep us down, really.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So when we're
going to take a break in about a minute. And when we come back, I want to talk about confidence, courage, and commitment, and why it's so important for our listeners to achieve greater success in their business and in their life. And on the break, I want everyone to grab their phone and I want you to text in the word success to 69302. And Marianne, you're going to tell us also after the break a little bit more about your book. You're giving away a signed copy of your book, right? Way to put you on the spot, huh?
Sure thing. I'm happy to.
No, we did talk about it earlier. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So text in the word success to 69302. And when we come back, we're going to talk about confidence, courage, and commitment, how it's so important. It really is to your success in business and in life. So we're going to take a break and we'll see you after the commercials.
Is the Women's Business Success Show. Tara McHugh's true passion is helping women connect to what they need to be successful in their business and life. And we'll be right back with more information on the Women's Business Success Show on the Rockstar Radio Network right after these.
Coaching isn't just for coaches anymore. It's to enhance communication skills, improve relationships, and to get more of what you want out of life. The Coaches Training Institute, CTI, has trained over 20,000 people over the last 16 years in 30 countries worldwide. CTI's highly interactive courses enable people to achieve success and fulfillment in their work and in their life. Come and check out a fundamentals course to see what coaching can do for you. For more information and to sign up for a free webinar, visit the website at www.thecoaches.com. Additionally, you can use coupon code AMB2011, that's AMB2011, to receive $200 off your fundamentals course at www.thecoaches.com.
Ever noticed that worrying about your business, your finances, and family create confusion, overwhelm, and exhaustion? Do you ever find yourself waking up in the middle of the night wondering how this or that was going to happen? Wouldn't you like to find a way to stop the worry, but even better, be a successful warrior? Hi, this is Marianne Amon, transforming you from warrior to warrior. Your life is waiting. I'm a speaker, author, teacher, and coach. And my clients say that through working with me, whether through my private or group coaching, or one of my intimate events in luxurious resort locations, you will get the breakthrough and the strategy you need to be the person you're meant to be and do what you were created to do. If you're ready to stop the frustration and go for fabulous, I'd love to work with you. Get your free audio download, From Frustration to Fabulous, by visiting my site, warriorstowarriors.com. This audio is filled with proven tips and strategies that will help you stand strong in who you are and all you have to do. That's warriorstowarriors.com. Come on, your life is waiting.
Welcome back to the Women's Business Success Show. Being passionate, being determined, and being authentic are just three things that you need to know to be successful in business. For more tools, tips, and support, let's get back to the show. It's the Women's Business Success Show. And now, here again is your host, the founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Marianne, I hope you're up dancing, right?
For sure. I am. I got my body moving. I'm sitting here just excited and waiting to go.
Cool. All right. We want to welcome on the Facebook fan page, we have Scarlett Bloom, who's listening. Delia Horowitz, thank you so much for listening. Christina Seltzer, thank you so much. We're so excited you're listening. Those are the ones on the Facebook fan page. And I know some people post in the group and other places. I'm going to try to find you. But on the Facebook fan page is the best way to post so that I can make sure to mention you. And also on our show page at businesssuccessshow.com. After the show, Marianne and I are going to be on Twitter live for about 15, 20 minutes to answer your questions, connect. It's a great way to actually connect with our live listeners. So if on the show page, if you scroll down on the Connect with We column, you'll see the Twitter birds, and it has a little button that you can press and you can get connected to our live tweet chat. Twitter tweet chat, I don't know, whatever it's called. We're going to be live on Twitter. The hashtag, for those of you that want to connect that way, it's We Radio. So if you put hashtag We Radio and you send a tweet, we'll be able to see that. All right. So Marianne, why don't we start with we have listeners, live listeners texting in the word success to the number 69302 to win a copy, a signed copy of your book. So can you tell us a little bit more about your book?
Sure, sure. Well, it's my first book that I've done, and the name of the book is called Have I Ever Told You, You Are My Favorite, The Importance of Feeling Special. And I wrote the book because for most of my life, I didn't feel special. I didn't think there was anything special about me. In fact, I thought there was a lot of things wrong with me. And so even though I'd accomplished a great deal in my life, I carried around this feeling of deficiency and inadequacy, and it really held me back, and it interfered with my relationships, the things I wanted to do in life, and generally just made me depressed. Mm-hmm. So when I discovered my own special, I discovered why I was special. I wrote the book because it has to do with my journey and some tips that people can use for themselves to get them out of the dumps or out from under that rock of oppression. And so they can stand up strong and know that they are special, that God favors them, that they've got a purpose and a reason for being here. And so it's like, that's my gift to the world. And that's what the book is about.
I love it. I love it. And we're going to talk a lot about that today, actually. So if you would like to win a copy of Marianne's book, one lucky live listener will get a signed copy. So text in the word success to the number 69302 during the show. We'll pick one. We'll actually extend it while we're on our tweet chat. We'll let people text in all the way until that's over, and then I'll pick a winner, because it's hard for me to pick a winner and tweet and all that stuff at the same time. So it's all about me. Anyway, okay, let's get started with, why is confidence, courage, and commitment so important for our listeners to achieve greater success in their business and in their life?
Well, simply put, if they don't have it, they won't go for what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. they won't have the life they want. If you are not confident, but you're insecure, and you're not courageous and do things afraid sometimes, then you'll sit back, you'll retreat, you'll hold back. And if you don't have a commitment in your heart that all of this is really important to you, then you'll just fade into oblivion. So you'll never achieve the success you want. You'll never have the things that you want in life, the relationships, the finances. It all stops. So what I do is I do have three simple steps I was going to share with your audience today, if you want me to, of how they can become confident, courageous, and committed.
I love it.
It starts with each one of us. And so you want me to give those three steps?
You know what? I think before we get to that, because I think something you touched on, because I think there's probably a lot of people listening that already have a dream and they have goals and they have things they want to achieve. But I bet that there are some people that are listening that don't believe that they can have the business that they really want, or they don't think they can make the money with the business that they have. They feel like, well, no, I have to have this job that I'm doing, my full-time job or whatever, and I'm doing this on the side, and you know, it's for fun, but I don't really think it could ever become something. Or, I mean, these are just things I've been hearing lately from people, or they just don't believe that they can have what they want. So how do you even address that first, before we get to achieving confidence, courage, and commitment?
Well, it's true. People are very conflicted about that, and especially women, because we feel like we're being selfish. That if we go for what we want, and then we look at all the other needs in the world, and why should I have what I want when there's everybody around me that's struggling? So there's this kind of corporate guilt that we feel. And on top of it, most of the time, because of our fears and insecurities, we can't even fully identify what it is we really want. We have this nebulous kind of airy-fairy kind of thing that's out there, but nothing has any real substance to it. So I think one of the first steps really for each of us is to give ourselves the permission that not only is it okay, but the world is better served, that even in the things that we want in life, there's something in that that is so special, not just to us, but because of our hearts and because of who we are, that thing we want is also going to bless and prosper other people. And I think women, if you can see inside what you want, that it's not just all about you, though it has to some extent, be about you, but it's not just all about you, and what you want will touch other people, will bless other people, will help other people, then I think you'll have more permission. You'll give yourself more permission to go for that thing.
That's so great. Yeah, I noticed that too with the people that I work with. I noticed that the goals that they set, when it is just about them, those things never seem to get achieved. And when we can identify, just like you're saying, when we can get really clear about how it is impacting other people, we will do more for other people than we will for ourselves, and that will keep us on track. I know your company, your website is called Warriors to Warriors. Can you tell us what exactly is that? What does that mean?
Well, Warriors to Warriors is actually the process transforming you from warrior to warrior, your life is waiting, is really a process that I went through personally. And to be a warrior isn't really an end in itself, but I do believe that you need to have a warrior, lion-hearted mentality to continue pressing forth, to go forward and to handle all the fears, the obstacles, the insecurities. You have to develop a really strong mindset that works for you, that helps you to fulfill your destiny and your dreams. So worry oftentimes is just something that keeps us trapped and disempowered and unresourceful. It's hard for you to think of yourself as a resourceful person that has the ability to access all the things in life that you need when you're constantly consumed by worry. And in fact, worry is because you don't feel adequate. There's something about you that you don't think you're adequate, that you don't have what it takes, you don't have the resources available to you, or the people you're worried about don't either. It could be your husband, your children.
when we worry about our kids, what we're really saying is that they're inadequate to whatever that problem, that task, that next level in their life is. So we have to worry about them so that for some reason, and we know that worry doesn't solve anything,
mm-hmm.
but we feel like we care when we worry. We feel like we're doing something positive when we worry.
And really, and it's not doing anything.
It's not doing anything. So there's a better way. Instead of worrying, so oftentimes I'll say to people, all right, so you don't worry, but what do you do instead? What do you do instead? You know, because you spend a lot of time, people spend a lot of time trying not to worry, but they don't know what to do instead. So what I teach people is, what do you do instead? What's the truth going on here? Where are the resources available? Where's the power? How do you take the things that you're so afraid of and turn them around? And I'll give one example. Let's say that you're worried about how you're going to make this thing happen, whether it's your business or whatever it is, how you're going to make this thing happen. So what you do is that you wake up in the night instead and you just kind of like toss about, well, that's not going to happen, and I can't do that, and that I can't have that happen, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, what you need to do is look at yourself, see yourself as competent and capable, as a person who has the ability to access the resources that you need. That's the first step. Then you set a plan of attack in action.
Perfect. So when we come back, we're going to actually get into your three steps mm-hmm. on how to gain the confidence, courage, and commitment we need to succeed. So we're going to take a break in about a minute, and I want to remind you to get on the Facebook fan page and let us know you're listening. Say hello to Marianne. Share a tip you took away from stuff she's already said. You know, I this is really great aha stuff, so aha moments. All right, text in the word success to 69302 to win a copy of Have I Ever Told You You're My Favorite, signed copy from Marianne Amon. And so success to the number 69302. We have so many coming in. And then I want you to get set up on Twitter. Get that all going while we're on the break. Hashtag We Radio. I know it takes a little bit to get connected with Tweet Chat. So do that now so you're ready for us at the end of the show. All right? And get your questions. Start thinking of your questions. And then we'll be back in a few minutes. More with Marianne Amon.
This is the Women's Business Success Show. Tara McHugh's true passion is helping women connect to what they need to be successful in their business and life. And we'll be right back with more information on the Women's Business Success Show on the Rockstar Radio Network right after these.
Josh Rivas is an expert hairstylist and makeup artist who specializes in making people look their absolute best. Whether it's finding a new look or perfecting a person's current look, Josh has the tools in the eye to make it happen. The Get Joshed Revolution is transforming the Santa Clarita Valley one person at a time at Profile Salon in Newhall, California. The Get Joshed Revolution started years ago. It started with people jokingly saying, "Wow, I've been joshed," or "You need to be joshed." In the recent years, clients have taken it to a whole new level. Clients see people in the mall that need a makeover and actually tell them that they need to be joshed as a business card is promptly handed to them. It has come to mean so much more than a makeover. It's like a therapy session for both Josh and his clients. Josh says, "When my client leaves my chair, they seem to stand a few inches taller. They leave feeling fresh, young, and confident. That is why I love my job, and this is why I have such a great relationship with my clients." For more information, go to getjoshed.com. And to make an appointment, text or call area code 661-993-9588. That's 661-993-9588.
Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life. and the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Briles, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific on the Rockstar Radio Network. You'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now. As the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Briles is in, and each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask. Brought to you by Author You and The Book Shepherd, with your host, Dr. Judith Briles. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to the Women's Business Success Show. Being passionate, being determined, and being authentic are just three things that you need to know to be successful in business. For more tools, tips, and support, let's get back to the show. It's the Women's Business Success Show. And now, here again is your host, the founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. We are here with Marianne Amon of Warriors to Warriors, and we're talking about how to gain the confidence, courage, and commitment you need to succeed, not only in business, but in life as well. So, Marianne, can you start, give us the first step that you typically walk your clients through to gain more confidence, courage, and commitment? Perfect.
I'd love to. I have one thing, though. There was somebody that made a comment on the post where they were talking about that worry in the night, how awful it is, a worry in the night. And I want to give a little tip for that. And I had this incident happen to me actually when I was on a cruise last week. And the thing about cruise ships is most of the time it's just perfect. You know, you never feel any sense of queasiness. Sometimes people wear those little patches behind their ear. And so I was a little concerned secretly. I didn't tell anybody, but there was a little concern that I was going to get sick. Mm. And by Tuesday, I got sick. On Saturday, we left, but by Tuesday, we were kind of rocking and rolling on that ship, and I was so sick. And it's almost like, and I really believe this, my fears caught up with me. Mm. You ever have that happen? Your fears catch up with you.
Yes, yes.
So by the end of the day, I couldn't even go to dinner. I went to dinner, and I almost didn't make it back to my cabin where I got to the bathroom and lost it all. And so the rest of the night was just getting sick over and over and over again. And I was really concerned and worried that the rest of the trip was going to be like this. And I was so frustrated and upset that I was getting sick. Well, in the middle of the night, and this is something that I have learned to do, and sometimes I forget it, but thank God I remembered to do this. But I woke up in the middle of the night with the thought, and I actually believe these are God's thoughts. Mm-hmm. And the thought was, say out loud, you are cured.
Yeah.
Cured, healed. And so what I did was, in the middle of the night, I just said out of my mouth, I am cured. I'm cured. I'm cured. I'm cured.
And Jean said, stop it and go to sleep.
What's that?
I said, Jean said, stop it. Go to sleep.
No, I'm tossing and turning anyway. So anyway, by saying that, there was my mind, because I already believe it, but my mind gets aligned. My words speak out. My mind gets aligned. My body follows order. And within an hour, I was totally fine.
Wow.
And for the rest of the trip, I didn't have any queasiness. I didn't get sick one time. And I was a happy camper. So sometimes, you know, and I don't know how people feel about, you know, declaring these things out of their mouth and whether they think it works or not, but I'm telling you, whenever I do this, my situations change. I always say you have the power to change the airwaves, the atmosphere, and your circumstances by the things you speak out of your mouth.
I love that.
That's a little tip I throw in there.
So the tip is, instead of laying there fighting it, trying not to think about what you're worried about, think about it and... So just kind of listen?
Yeah, what is it you that you want? Speak out what you want instead.
Speak out what you want. I love it. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Speak out what you want. And, you know, it doesn't happen right away, and sometimes it takes some practice to get into this kind of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you learn how to do this, you're going to have so much more control over your life. And you're not going to be controlling everybody, and you're not going to be controlling your worries. You're actually going to be shooting yourself forward in the direction you really want to go.
I love it. I love it. Because we do. We talk about this a lot, too. A lot of people have the negative talk going on in our head. And that's what we're paying attention to. And we need to become aware of what that is and turn it off.
Absolutely. Yeah. We need to totally become aware. And one of the things I do with my clients is that I have them carry around a notebook.
Mm.
And the notebook is to help them record when they become aware, and I try to increase their awareness, help them to be more attentive to the negative chatter in their head. And so the only way we can change that chatter is by you becoming aware of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out of hiding. And don't be condemned by hearing these negative things and saying, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep thinking these thoughts? You know? Instead, embrace them. This is what's normally in my head. Write it down. Then we look at that and say, okay, let's really take stock here. Is this thing you're thinking about yourself, is that thing you're thinking about yourself real? Is it true? Chances are it's not. If you're saying things like, I can't, I'm inadequate, I don't mean anything to anybody, blah, 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 write those things down, look at it for what it is, and call a spade a spade. That's a lie. That is a lie. So you put L-I-E, lie, over that thing with a line through it. Draw a circle, like the no-spoken signs. You do that right over that lie.
I love that.
And then after that, you replace it. Well, what is true? You know, if you are wanting to be a competent person, a resourceful person, but you're feeling inadequate, don't keep churning around the inadequacy, go for, I am competent. Mm-hmm. I'm effective. I know what I'm doing. I'm on the right path. You got to start speaking those words over yourself because that is the truth.
Mm.
Your mind just hasn't fully believed it, but you be the boss of your brain. And you're going to start to go in the direction that you want to go.
I love that. You help people become the boss of their brain. And so let's get into the three steps because I think that's part of it, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great.
Absolutely.
So what's step one?
Step one is learn how to be really, really good at being you.
Mm.
Learn how to
that.
Be really, really good at being you. Because listen, what's the one constant in any relationship? You know, when you engage a prospect, you go to a networking event or seminar, you put yourself out there, or on Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest, what's the one constant? It's you.
Right.
You are the one constant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
you know,
if you aren't sure about who you are, then you put out their mixed messages all the time. If you aren't sure
and I think a lot of people are trying to be like other people. They're so concerned about doing it like other people are doing it. I suffered from that for a long time too because I wasn't really confident in what I was doing. So I was mirroring what other people were doing. I thought, oh, they're successful at doing that. I should do that. And when I stopped doing that and I looked at what is it about me that I am good at and really focused on those things, that's when I started to shine.
Absolutely. And then you start to realize that the thing that is unique and special about you does have a place and a purpose in this world.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get there until you first kind of take stock of who you are. And I think a lot of the things that you went through, you were almost engaged in a lot of activities that revealed certain things about you, what you like about you, what you don't like, what works, what doesn't work. It's partly part of that experimentation process by just trying stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's definitely a process. It was definitely a process. Gosh, I'm thinking it's been a journey, you know, and it still continues to be a journey. There's still
Absolutely.
Things that I want to do that I'm, or, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone. That's, and you got to find, you got to, you know, stick with what you're good at, but then you're also challenging yourself to do other things that you maybe aren't so good at yet, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing, going back a little bit to my own story, I have a very bold streak in me, and I have done some amazing bold things. But in most circles that I lived in, bold and women were not two words that people often like to see used in the same breath.
Yes.
So this, I often found myself trying to fit in, be accepted, and I rarely did. And I used to wonder, is there something wrong with me? You know, why can't I be satisfied with being hidden in the shadows or serving behind the scenes? And especially, you know, I'm a Christian, so especially in the church, you know, bold looks like pride. And so you better put that thing away, you know? Mm. So by the time I was 50 years old, I had put myself, nobody did it to me. It's really, we do it to ourselves. I put myself in a box for fear of rejection and alienation. And so what happened is I didn't have a clue who I was. Didn't have a clue. And when you're trying to set up a business, you know when people say you got to find your USP or unique selling proposition?
Right.
Or your personal and special brand. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? What's unique about me? What's special about me? I get so triggered, and then I go away. It would just be a condemning thought that I had. So it's so important for us to first, don't put the cart before the horse. Take time, work with somebody to really find out who you are. Take an inventory. Look through your skills, your experiences. There's all kinds of clues there. And make a bold identity statement, something you're proud of and that you want to embrace and you're willing to share with the world.
I love it. All right, so when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about steps 2 and 3. And I just wanted to shout out to our friend Alan Skidmore. He's listening to us. Yay,
hey, Alan.
Yay. And Betty Sue Powell Shriver. And also we have Alyssa Advent.
Yeah,
and
Alyssa. Alyssa is my virtual assistant.
Oh, fabulous. And Eileen Gould. Mm-hmm. So we have those people are in our group chatting along during the show. So great. So remember, text the word success to the number 69302 right now to win a copy of Marianne's book, Have I Ever Told You, You Are My Favorite. I'm saying that right. Right, Marianne?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So we'll see you at the break. After the break.
This is the Women's Business Success Show. Terry McHugh's true passion is helping women connect to what they need to be successful in their business and life. And we'll be right back with more information on the Women's Business Success Show on the Rockstar Radio Network right after these.
Hi, this is Linda P. Jones, America's Wealth Mentor. Are you an entrepreneur who's doing well but not having all the financial success you want? If so, I've set up 4 free calls just for you that will help you build wealth as an entrepreneur. Call number 1 is called Shifting Your Mindset to Wealth, so you can stop being fearful about not having enough money and begin receiving what you do want. Call number 2 is Your Business as a Money Engine to Build Wealth, so you can increase your business income. Call number 3 is How to Become a Financially Secure Woman, because isn't that what you're working for anyway? And call number 4 is where to put money to build wealth now. You'll learn why now is an opportune time to become as wealthy as you want to be. Come on over to my website, lindapjones.com/free calls, C-A-L-L-S, and sign up. It's lindapjones.com/free calls. I look forward to seeing you there.
In the minute I have to talk to you, there will be more photos taken than all of humanity took in the entire 1800s. We take so many pictures now, over a billion a day. They are everywhere, on our phone, cameras, computers, Facebook, even in boxers under the bed. It's overwhelming. Hi, this is Nancy McFarland with APO, the Association of Personal Photo Organizers. We help people make sense of their printed and digital photos. We can sort, scan, print, archive, convert outdated media, make photo books, posters, slides, presentations. The list goes on. We get your photos back into your life to enjoy, share, and preserve. And if you love photos and people and working on your own time, APO can help train and give you the resources to start your own photo organizing business. If you want information on being a photo organizer or hiring one, visit APO.org, APPO.org, or call me, Nancy, at 818-341-9319.
Welcome back to the Women's Business Success Show. Being passionate, being determined, and being authentic are just three things that you need to know to be successful in business. For more tools, tips, and support, let's get back to the show. It's the Women's Business Success Show. And now, here again is your host, the founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh.
All right, welcome back, everyone. It's time for Josh's Tip of the Week. So if you really want to make your cheeks pop, start with a lighter flesh tone color under your eye from your nose to your ear. Then choose a medium shade and cover the entire area where you want to blush, where you want blush. The darkest shade is for the center, where you want the most depth. Make sure to blend as much as you can. Blend, blend, blend. So that's Josh's tip of the week. All of it. We had a nose tip a couple weeks ago, lips last week, and now cheeks. So he's just getting us all looking good. So if you want more about Josh, getjoshed.com. And we are back with Marianne Amon. We're talking about gaining the confidence, courage, and commitment you need to succeed. So Marianne, you talked about step one, and it's be really good at being you, which I think so important. Oh my gosh. You know what? That's a great first step. I love it. So what's step two?
Step two is live your passionate purpose. And, you know, nowadays everybody's talking about your higher purpose, and that's really awesome. The cat's out of the bag. Because without living your purpose, life is a series of meaningless days. But, you know, we know that's not success or happiness. And so, yes. You have to find what makes your heart sing, you know, that thing that makes you feel fully alive, the dream in your heart. I have a mentor. His name is Lance Wallnau, and he says that your passionate purpose is your argument with death.
Ooh.
Think of that.
Ooh, that's big.
Yeah, you can't take me yet because I haven't fulfilled my destiny.
Ooh, I like that. And, you know, some people are not sure about how to discover their passion, or they think, you know, I'm doing this for a little while and then I go to something else. Does that mean that wasn't my passion? And I mean, I think it's a journey, right?
It's totally a journey. But here's a tip. You can take all those things that you've ever done in your life and just put them all down, like brainstorm them all. Get one of those great big pads of paper and just start putting down all the things that you've ever done and the things that you're involved with now. One of the things I help people with is actually eliminate a lot of the things, but let's get them all down first. Let's see what it is, and what is it about that thing that you loved or you hated? All those things are going to be little clues for you. And what are the things in your life that maybe caused you pain, or something you want to fix in the world? Something, you know, where your personality and your desires get expressed. So you put all this stuff down, and believe me, when you start to take a bird's eye view and you kind of look at it from the top, all these clues start to appear, and it's almost like your purpose magically appears. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, you know, we have a lot of fear that once our purpose starts coming into clarity, you know, then the next set of questions come, like, can I really do what I want to do in life? Or who wouldn't want to do that? What makes me think that I can? Or how's that going to happen? So you get all these reasons that start to emerge that says why it can't happen. And then your purpose becomes diminished in the face of all these obstacles. So I think that's why you really need people around you. You need coaches, accountability partners, community mm-hmm. that helps you keep your vision alive once you get it. I mean, the first thing is getting it. And, like, getting it, you can do it by that process I was telling you about, by putting it all out there, taking a bird's eye view, seeing what emerges. I mm-hmm. pray over all my clients whenever we go through this process, because sometimes it's not so obvious, but mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's meant to be revealed. So you don't have to work that hard. You almost have to work harder at keeping it obscured than you do in letting it be revealed.
That's so true. I remember last year, you were there when I had sort of a little bit of a meltdown and lost my passion and purpose. And you're right. We kept, the Association of Women Entrepreneurs kept coming back. It was like, it was not going to let me not do it. I couldn't. Yeah. I was actually working hard to push it away because I thought, I don't know what I want to do with it. I don't know how this is going to work. And so, I mean, some of you look, and people have said this to me, that, oh, it looks like I have it all together and it's all clear and crystal clear. I mean, this has been a journey, and that's actually what I want to share at the next Business Success Bootcamp in August, August 24th. But okay, so this is, you are so right. I love what we're talking about. I love this. I'm sad that the show is almost over. I cannot even believe it. But we need to get to your step three. We want to make sure we get that in before we leave our listeners.
Well, very quickly, and you know, we're condensing this tremendously because mm-hmm. every one of these steps has got its obstacles and all kinds of stuff going along with it. But if you keep it simple, step one, find yourself. Be yourself. Step two is really find and live your passionate purpose. And step three is find your profitable vehicle. Mm-hmm. Find your profitable vehicle, because not everybody is supposed to go into business. It could be ministry. It could be a career. It could mm-hmm. be just in the home. Mm-hmm. But what you're meant to do is meant to profit you and profit others. So you don't want to be a cookie, have a cookie cutter business. You want to find a vehicle that works for you, your personality and preferences. I used to be a waitress. I was a bartender, a hemodialysis technician, you know, a teacher, a lawyer, financial advisor, business owner, homeschooling mom, and on and on and on, you know?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All of those vehicles could be used to express who I am and why I'm here. But oftentimes I didn't know what that was, and I was just trying stuff out. So all those things provided clues. But now, today, I'm 60 years old. I am absolutely loving my life. I'm doing exactly what I want to do in the manner I want to do it with the people I want to do it. So I have my profitable vehicle, and that's what I want other people to have. And it doesn't have to look like mine. It doesn't have to look like yours, but they need to find what it's to be for them.
I agree.
Once you get all of that, there is a confidence and courage and commitment that just won't die. It's awesome.
Doesn't it just seem to flow? Things just, yeah. when you're in alignment, it just flows.
It's a beautiful thing.
This is when we needed to have video, because I'm doing all these hand gestures and
mm-hmm. I can see that.
You can feel me. I know it. That's so great. Okay, so we do have a few minutes left, so this is good. So how can you tell us, first of all, how can our listeners really engage with you? What is their first step to getting connected with you personally?
Well, the first step really is to go to my site, warriors2warriors.com, and I'll spell that, WORRIERSTOWARRIORS. .com. And I do have a weekly newsletter I put out. I do put in there empowering tips and strategies to encourage everybody in their journey, wherever they're at, whatever they're doing. And that's called the Warrior Weekly. And for doing it, you will get a free downloadable audio called From Frustration to Fabulous.
I love it.
And also, if anybody wants to talk to me about their personal situation or have a discovery session as to whether we're a good fit, they can contact me again through the website, or, oh, they can text me.
At,
Yeah. Text me. 69302 is my number, same as yours, Tara.
Oh, nice.
Yep, we both have Brilliant Mary helping us. And type in there Warriors with a number 2, Warriors. And then put your name, address, or how to get in touch with you, how to get in touch with me.
Say that again. So 69302, and then it's
Warriors then what 2, with number 2, Warriors.
Okay. Warriors, the number 2, Warriors.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Yep.
Yes.
And there's one other thing, and I don't know if anybody would take advantage of this, but I do live in New York, and I'm going to be in Southern California. I've got, we have our mastermind group together.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Then I'm available May 27th through the 29th if anybody wants to have a personal jumpstart consultation. I will be available for that. So, again, they can text me or they can email me if they want more information about that. Okay?
Perfect. I love it. Yes. Yeah, I'm so excited you're coming to our side of the world.
Yeah, I love it.
In May for our mastermind. So, all right. So, I'm going to actually post a lot of this on the Facebook fan page. So, our private group. If you want to be a part of our private group, it's Women's Business Success Show. Search that and request to join, and we'll add you to that. We're having a nice little chat in there with a few of the members that are live now. That's so awesome. All right. So thank you so much, Marianne, for joining us. I think you gave us so much. I took pages and pages of notes here. I'm looking. I'm like, wow, this is so great. So if you want to get your questions answered live from Marianne, if you want to connect with other fabulous entrepreneurs, I was going to say women entrepreneurs, but we have some really great men too that connect with us live on Twitter after the show. Use the hashtag WeRadio, or you can click on the Business Success Show page, www.businesssuccessshow. You can actually click on the Twitter birds. It says join our WeRadio Twitter chat live after each show. So click that. You'll be connected with Tweet Chat. You got to just kind of set it up a little bit. Takes a minute or two, and then you'll be tweeting with us live. Or you could just, log into Twitter, use the hashtag WeRadio. So hashtag WeRadio, and then you can follow along with the chat. We want you to introduce yourself. We want you to connect with me, with Marianne. She'll be posting all the great, some great things she talked about today and answering your questions and, giving links to her site and all that. So you'll get all that there. So thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to our fabulous producers, Wayne, Carrie, Eric. And we'll see you next week. Remember, the strength of your business growth depends on the relationships you build. And so go out and build some great relationships this week. Thank you again, Marianne. And we'll see you over on Twitter.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for being a part of the Women's Business Success Show with your host, Tara McHugh, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Join us every Thursday as she brings you resources, tools, and support to help you build a successful